Now, another investigation focuses on the Justice Department here in Washington. Congress wants to know if the department used its law enforcement powers to target Democrats. The House Judiciary Committee is asking if this was part of a White House strategy to get more Republican governors elected. The Justice Department denies any such connection. One of the main cases on the agenda comes from Alabama, and we have more this morning from NPR's Debbie Elliott.
Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman, a Democrat, was convicted last year in a federal corruption case and is now in prison. A jury found that former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy had paid $500,000 to Siegelman's campaign for a state lottery in exchange for a seat on a state hospital board.
Now, if you convicted every governor for appointing someone who'd given campaign contributions, you'd have every governor in jail.
Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler is a member of the House Judiciary Committee.
So the question is, was this a politically motivated prosecution to take care of Don Siegelman?
Siegelman's case drew national attention after Jill Simpson, a Republican lawyer from Alabama, came forward this summer with an affidavit alleging a Republican plot to get Don Siegelman. Her story was fleshed out in sworn testimony with House Judiciary Committee lawyers last month. Jill Simpson hasn't returned phone calls seeking comment, but in an interview with the Birmingham News posted on the newspaper's website, Simpson described a phone call she participated in back in 2002. It was with members of Republican Bob Riley's gubernatorial campaign against the incumbent Democrat, Siegelman. During the call, Simpson said a campaign operative suggested that former White House aide Karl Rove had Don Siegelman in his sights.
I heard him say this, that he told him not to worry about it. He'd already got it worked out with Karl. And Karl spoke with Justice, and Justice was already pursuing Don Siegelman.
Here's the context of that conversation. It's November 18th, less than 2 weeks after the closest governor's race in Alabama history. Riley has defeated Siegelman by a little more than 3,000 votes. Siegelman won't concede and is trying to get a recount. Jill Simpson is a friend and colleague of Riley's son, Rob Riley, and says she helped out some with the gubernatorial campaign. She explains that's why she was on the phone with him and others that day. Simpson's story has provided more ammunition for congressional Democrats concerned about political influence at the Justice Department. Last week, New York Senator Charles Schumer asked Attorney General nominee Michael Mukasey to look into Siegelman's conviction.
There are serious allegations that his case was politically motivated and selectively prosecuted. A Republican lawyer from Alabama, Jill Simpson, has apparently sworn under oath that an Alabama political figure told her that Karl Rove pushed the Justice Department to bring political corruption charges against Mr. Siegelman. She also testified that the son of Alabama's current governor told her that a Republican judge would, quote, hang Don Siegelman, unquote.
I mean, that is the most made-up, crazy allegation.
Birmingham attorney Rob Riley says he doesn't recall a conversation with Jill Simpson on the day in question, and he vehemently denies the suggestion that he was part of a plan to target Siegelman.
I don't communicate with the White House. I don't communicate with the Justice Department. My father is the governor of the state of Alabama, you know, but that doesn't mean that I have the type of power to call up people in the White House and Justice Department to start moving things around regarding prosecution.
Rob Riley has sent his own affidavit to the House Judiciary Committee refuting Jill Simpson's allegations and says her testimony is nothing more than hearsay. But Siegelman's lawyer, Vince Kilbourn, says there's reason to believe Republicans considered Don Siegelman a political threat.
Governor Siegelman was viewed by some as the next Bill Clinton. He was a rising star in a red state. He had held every high public office in Alabama. He's very charismatic. And I don't think the Republicans wanted to see him go any further.
The prosecutor on the case, Assistant U.S. Attorney Lewis Franklin of Montgomery, denies any pressure from Washington to pursue Don Siegelman. And in a statement, Justice Department spokesman Peter Carr said Siegelman was tried and convicted by a jury in a case brought by career prosecutors. He says the department will respond to any issues relating to the case in the pending appeal now before the 11th Circuit. Don Siegelman's lawyers are hoping today's Judiciary Committee hearing will give them new ammunition to have his conviction overturned. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.